Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 8th of February, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, your Super Bowl is very late in this country, so I'm tired.
All right. Also with me today, we'll probably have to explain
time zones.
We will probably have to explain the Super Bowl to him. I also have with me today Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly.
So, Charlotte, I'd like to start with you and a piece you wrote up this morning about the Apple Car or not. That seems to be the news today.
So, we've discussed it a couple of times because for the last, for whatever time means at the moment,
yes,
it must have been a good 6 weeks or so that we've been discussing developments on the around the Apple Car, isn't it? And the names that have kept coming up are as the partners who would actually do the car making bit, are Hyundai, and then Kia, which is obviously an affiliate company of Hyundai. When this news first came out, kind of January time, middle of January, so just under a month ago, we were slightly surprised. I remember, I think either we discussed it on the show, and we certainly discussed it as a team. We were slightly surprised about kind of how open Hyundai appeared to have been confirming the talks and discussing it and all the rest of it. They obviously, didn't particularly give many details, but they made it clear, at least in the first statement that they gave out, that these talks were real and had happened or were happening.
Yes.
Then the conversation moved on to the fact that perhaps Kia would be a better partner. Hyundai owns Kia, so that's kind of fine. And the car was going to be made in the US. Also makes sense if you think of the context of everything. Today we learn via Bloomberg News that those conversations have stopped.
Okay.
And have not happened for a few weeks. And so, So now Hyundai and Kia are no longer going to be partners on Project Titan on the Apple Car.
Because they told us it was possible they would be, is kind of where I think that...
So that was my initial instincts. I should caveat this with that is just my opinion. We have absolutely zero evidence of that. All we know are two things. One, Apple likes privacy. Two... and secrecy around product launches. Two, Hyundai seem to let the cat out of the bag a bit.
Yeah.
And we know from some bits of Apple history that is a punishable offence by Apple.
Yes.
We have no evidence that the fact this has happened before or is a thing that you can imagine Apple doing is a thing, is means it has happened this time. But
don't know how all of this news reached us.
Sure.
Right.
Because obviously no one's revealing particularly their sources. The only bit we know is, I think the first bit was confirmed by an official Hyundai spokesperson.
Okay.
At a point, we first heard some car news. And that kind of is why I'm a bit like, interested now that they seem to have backed away, because it was a spokesperson's comments that we got on the record.
It was like as official as anything could be to come out of Hyundai, I think,
particularly at this stage.
Yeah,
and then we started getting dates of kind of 2024 from both analysts and stuff, so there was a lot to put together. I'm interested in Brian's take on this, but I think there's almost no danger of Project Titan stopping or there not being an Apple Car in the, I don't quite know how we're defining it now. Is it at the medium term? Is that the longer term? 24 to 2026, 27 kind of time frame.
Oh, no, no. Apple could still pull the plug on this.
Oh, yeah.
It could, but it doesn't feel likely to me. It could.
Sorry about that.
One of the reasons I don't think that will happen is because recently Porsche's VP of chassis development, a guy called Dr. Manfred Harrer, turned up at Apple.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. we did see that headline go by.
That's not the type of thing that indicates to me Apple has lost interest in Project Titan or making cars.
Right.
No, I don't think Apple's lost interest in it. I'm just, my only point was that Apple could, I don't think we're at the point where the plug will not be pulled.
Right.
I just don't think, I don't think it will either. Yeah. I mean, because Apple has historically done the thing where like up to this point, anything can be killed. And then after this point, it will not be killed. It will be brought to market. And I think that the TV set, right, the actual television set, was one of those products that was scooting along, and you know, and it's in it, and it was always stated that it, within that zone of where it could be killed, and then it was
High attacks.
Well, we haven't seen them yet, although they did officially announce Air Power, and we never saw it.
That's true, but remember that it was announced because, like, what we felt on the outside was that it was announced because everything else that Apple was announcing had been reported by Garmin,
right? So,
and Apple's like, well, oh yeah, well, you didn't
watch
know about this.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I agree with you, Brian. Like, there's a point where we're totally going to see it, and there's a point where, like, anything up to that. Regardless of how much chatter, you know, we've had about it, that we're, you know, it could still evaporate. And, you know, anytime after that, Apple's going to go, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think, by the way, that it is, should be increasingly obvious that Apple cannot bring a car to market without having, without it being the most leak or the leak prone product in their history, because not only like with the iPhone, and you know, even with Macs these days, there are too many, what I always say, fingers and eye holes, right?
Yeah.
Involved in the making of them to, for anything to be kept secret. But now with car, you also have, it's just too big.
Yeah.
Like I don't think Apple can hide whatever it ends up doing with the car, unless the thing that it's doing is software only and it's licensing it out or developing it for another manufacturer. That might possibly be kept more of a secret.
Maybe they could stash that, but even that's a maybe.
Yeah. But the, you know, the Apple logos on cars, it's that stuff's going to leak.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think this is part of the kind of the problem, and perhaps what we've seen in the way the talks that were, I think what we can conclude is there were talks between Hyundai and Kia and Apple, and those talks are no longer happening. I think both those things are true and can be true. Yeah. And for the reasons Brian is kind of just laid out, I think that may be the reason why they have separated ways and gone their different ways. There may be other different business considerations as well. I don't know enough about the car market and car makers to speculate on that, but the kind of jarring junk way this has happened made my eyebrows raise, let's put it like that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a, can I go into conspiracy theory land?
By all means.
I am not a big supporter of conspiracy theories in general, but I do have an interesting thing that we should perhaps keep in mind. So one of the things that we've talked about off and on over the years is the fact that, you know, you have analysts who have their fingers into Apple's supply chain because they make money by telling their clients, you know, giving their clients a heads up on what might be coming. But then you've got hedge funds that are making bets on various aspects of industry and commerce.
Oh, no.
And the hedge funds also have their, you know, fingers embedded into Apple's supply chain and are making these big bets all the time. But that stuff's not as likely to be public because they don't want their competitors to have any information whatsoever.
Right.
And then you also have a known history of hedge funds deliberately manipulating the markets to make profits on short and near-term movements of a stock. Mm-hmm. And with Apple's company being worth so much, we're over $2 trillion these days, I believe.
Yeah.
Actually, I have that right here in front of me. What is Apple's market cap? $2.3 trillion at the moment.
Okay.
And that
casual $2.3 trillion on a Monday.
Yeah, you know, you whatever. Know. And that's down a little bit because you know, the stock is down 80 cents. And the thing here is that Apple stock is particularly prone for manipulation because of the company's penchant for secrecy. Mm-hmm. So while in general, I think that the market is more or less going to eventually suss out stuff, there are some rumors can send the stock up higher or lower in the short term, and there may or may not be anything behind it. So okay. That's a fun thing. So, you know, just keep that in mind too, as you're this, if you're thinking about investing in Apple, and I do have a tiny, tiny stake in Apple.
Okay. And thank you for the disclaimer. I'm interested in where that ends up. And of course, as always, as things change, we will let you know about them here at Daily Observations, and you will always be able to read coverage over at MacObserver.com. Right now, what I'd like to do is take a minute and tell you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is Birdie. Now, Birdie is a personal safety alarm, and the whole point of it is to be easy to carry and simple to use. So you activate the alarm with a quick pull. It's got sort of like a pin almost in the top, and you give it a yank and the alarm starts going off with a 130 decibel siren. It is not quiet. and it's got a flashing strobe light to help deter an attacker. So if something were to happen, if you find yourself in a situation, you just give this a yank and you've got lights and sirens going off, and it's definitely a commotion that will make people come see what's going on. So unlike pepper spray or other deterrents, there's no danger to you. It's not something where you can, you know, accidentally get yourself in the face with it. So you can feel free to use it whenever it seems like the time to go ahead and pull a personal alarm. It comes in a lot of colors and it comes with a keychain, so you can clip it to your keys or to your bag. Over 300,000 of them have been sold, and they have loads and loads of 5-star reviews. Right now, She's Birdie is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase. So if you go to shesbirdie.com/TDO, that's shesbirdie.com/TDO, you can get 15% off your first purchase. shesbirdie.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank Birdie for sponsoring the show today. Now, the other thing we want to talk about is the thing that we have not, again, this hasn't materialized yet, but we have a lot of reporting that's been coming out lately on another thing that everybody sort of presumes Apple is working on that they have not confirmed in any way, shape, or form. And that is the headset / Apple glasses.
Yes, that is definitely, it fits perfectly in that category. I totally agree. And, or like a mixed reality headset, depending on how you want to define these things. And as you say, there's all sorts of stuff swirling around it, which makes you think it is a thing that is happening in some form. Mm-hmm. The latest story, which Andrew picked up through the information, is that there's going to be a mixed reality headset that combines, so combining augmented reality and virtual reality, that could include two 8K displays, and it's going to cost a casual $3,000 in your American dollars.
Oh, is that all? I'll take two.
Well, it corresponds with other reporting we've had that the first thing Apple will release is quite a high-end, quite expensive niche product. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be the thing that, you know, very invested gamers or something that's going to have it. It's going to be even higher end than that. It's not going to be a kind of Oculus Challenger. It's going
to
be quite a niche product. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to make a more mainstream one. So again, this story corroborates and correlates with all of that, which is interesting.
Yeah. You know, a thing about the headset, because like we keep hearing reporting, we keep hearing more stuff about it. And one of the things that I think of is something, Charlotte, you and I have discussed on the show repeatedly, and I'm sure Brian and I have ended up talking about it here too. And that is Apple makes moves because they can see the whole plan, right? So they know we do this and then this and then this. And from the outside, it makes no sense till we get to the end. Yeah. And then we all go, oh, well, of course, all that stuff thought was goofy makes total sense now because we didn't have all the information. And one of the things that I've sort of wondered about Apple Arcade, because it simply doesn't go away. And, you know, like we've talked about not renewing subscriptions to Apple Arcade, like even if they were giving it to me free, like it's not something I necessarily, you know, want. We've talked about how it's kind of, you know, that or TV Plus is the gimme and the Apple One bundles. We've talked a lot about how Apple Arcade is sort of this odd duck among Apple services, and it doesn't seem like it's got huge, and they don't spotlight it all the time, like, you know, look how great Apple Arcade is or anything like that. So one of the things I've wondered about is if they were ramping up Arcade so that now when this headset comes out, like, that's going to be the magic of the games, right? Because like we get the headset, maybe there's a new Apple TV in there for additional, you know, interaction capabilities.
Entirely logical. I would also add another caveat, though, that I was just browsing through the MacObserver.com for reporting that we had on this, because, as you say, it's been an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. Jeff Gamert, April the 27th, 2018. A new report says Apple is working on a virtual reality headset that will ship in 2020. It's supposed to have dual 8K displays.
Dual 8K displays. That's the bit,
which is exactly the same as the report
just
Andrew
now
recently put up.
Yeah.
So, in some ways, that gives you some semblance that this is what Apple is aiming for, and that it's, you know, it's, we're all staying in the same ballpark on this. But also, let's wait until we see it.
Oh, of course.
If you'll excuse the terrible kind of pun there.
Brian, do you have any thoughts on the headset? I'm curious your take on this, because I think it's why the game stuff started when it did, was so that it's all well established and people know Apple Arcade and enjoy it, and now we're going to add this whole new dimension.
Well, I like your thinking on that, Kelly, but I'm wondering if Apple needs Arcade to make a huge dent with a combination of a game or two or five that is specifically VR related that Apple has paid for, and or AR, although it really are getting more noise about something being VR, and VR to me lends itself much more to gaming than AR does, although there is a lot of room for AR. I don't know. I get really torn. I get really torn on the idea of Apple bothering to release VR glasses. That really is weird to me, especially with their emphasis on AR in iOS for the last 3 years. But, you know, I mean, if they're doing it, they do probably have a reason, to your point about, you know, things not always making sense from the outside. So yeah. I don't know. I'm clearly torn.
Yeah, I would like, basically I would like it to make sense at some point. And I would like to think that that there's some relationship to this, like, because we talk regularly about Apple not necessarily being a gaming company and all that kind of stuff. And so I kind of want to see where this goes. I'll probably think more about it, and maybe I'll have a completely different opinion if I give it some more thought. If you have an opinion on this, please let us know, whether it's the car or the headset or something we haven't even talked about today. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com. I'd like to thank Brian and Charlotte for being with me today. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.